You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 6:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
The man Salt Lake City police accused of targeting women pedestrians with his car goes to court today.
He faces a charge of attempted murder for every alleged victim. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston is live with what to expect. Peter?
Amanda, 26-year-old An Pham is accused of ramming six women between August and March with his car. The first happened August 22nd, when the alleged victim told police a driver asked her to come into his car before hitting her. There were no other incidents until February, when police accused Pham of hitting a woman and her daughter. Officers used witness testimony and camera footage to identify the Toyota Avalon they say Pham was driving when he allegedly hit these women. Pham now faces 10 felony charges for attempted murder and failure to stay at the scene of an injury. If convicted of just the attempted murder charges, Pham could be looking at 90 years of prison time. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Prosecutors are charging two of the teens accused of shooting and killing a Taylorsville man as adults. KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with the details of that story this morning. Adam?
Tim, prosecutors have filed a slew of felony charges, including murder and aggravated robbery against two 17-year-olds accused of killing Alex Franco near his Taylorsville home earlier this month. According to the charging documents, Franco's girlfriend told investigators he got into the car with a group of teens before with the intention of buying a gun. She said they argued before hearing a loud noise that sounded like a gunshot before the car sped off. Investigators later confirmed Franco was shot and later found his body in remote Utah County. There's also a third teen that's been arrested in connection to this case, but they have not been charged as an adult at this time. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Franco's grandmother, Shelley Kilpatrick, tells KSL TV she won't carry on hate.
I have compassion for the parents of these kids, and I hope that they can get them the help they need when they're in prison or wherever they tend to go. I hope they can get some help.
Two of the teens will be charged as adults.
Just this week, we told you about Utah's housing prices being some of the most expensive in the country. But the state is also near the top of the list of saying the state is one of the most affordable places to live.
The USA Today ranked Utah as the most affordable state to live in. Shane Stewart with Deseret Mutual Benefit Association says the study uses a median income of nearly $90,000 as compared to the average income of around $50,000.
When I looked up the stats, why is $90,000 the median and yet $50,000 the average? And it is because the low income's lower than the median. Are a lot lower.
He says using the median income is much like a teacher grading on a bell curve, where really high scores and really low scores can skew the results. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories now. Investigators trying to figure out why a 950-foot-long cargo ship crashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge. They'll look at everything. That includes if the ship was using contaminated fuel that can lead to generators shutting down. They'll also look at the bridge design, which did not have protective barriers.
It is a time to go out and rethink what you have and make sure that all the inspections and all the studies have been made for the individual bridges themselves.
Retired bridge engineer Andy Herman says the investigation could take months.
ABC News correspondent Derek Dennis joined us earlier this morning on the scene of that collapse, and he told us that the ship does have data recorders.
And those recorders, once they're recovered, will be very telling in the investigation. A big question that's lingering out there: if the ship lost propulsion power, which it did, why didn't it drop anchor to stop it so that it didn't collide into the bridge? And if it did drop anchor, why didn't it work?
Dennis says Coast Guard divers are in the water this morning trying to find and recover the bodies of the six construction workers that are still missing.
First look traffic now, and here's Heather Kelly.
Our slowest traffic right now is in Parley's Canyon. We've got snow falling throughout the canyon, and this may have contributed to a crash eastbound right at the summit. The left lane and shoulder remain blocked. Traffic getting by in the two right lanes, but that's really slowing people down trying to get over the summit to Park City. And you still need chains or four-wheel drive to get into both Big and Little Cottonwood Canyons. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Election year is here, and that means scammers will try to get your money by pretending to be a legitimate campaign. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit is live with more details. Michael?
Tim, we see it every season. Scammers will send texts, emails, or calls, all in an effort to get your bank account details or download malware to your device. Melanie Fox with the Better Business Bureau says one of the ways scammers try to sound legit is by citing personal information they find about you online.
If you have a public profile especially, but even if you have a private profile, don't put out things that are just, you know, too personal where someone could reach out and call you and then you think, oh, they know me.
If you get a scam message, then report it to the Bureau's scam report. Reporting live, Michael Kmit, KSL News Radio.
Construction workers in Cedar Hills sprang into action after one of their own was buried in a trench collapse yesterday. They were able to get enough dirt off of the man's head that he could breathe. American Fork Fire and Rescue Chief Justin Watcott says, or tells KSL TV, when they arrived, the rescue was still dangerous.
We used a vacuum truck to remove the dirt and debris from around that our victim. You know what? I think our victim was very lucky.
The construction worker was eventually uncovered and taken to the hospital.
Two men are facing charges after police say they destroyed a radar speed sign. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla reports.
Hurricane police have video footage of the two men taking a baseball bat to the sign and the trailer powering it. The men told police the reason they destroyed it was because they needed to let off some steam after leaving a party very angry. The sign, which displays the speed of an approaching driver, was just put there by police to caution drivers of the 25-mile-per-hour speed limit. The men are now facing felony criminal mischief charges. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.